Another beautiful day in LA.
Yes, it is.
You must be in heaven.
I love it.
It's clear, it's sunny, it's warm.
Yeah, and I have something to compare it to because last week I was in New York and it was cold, and
freezing.
Now it's so great.
All right, I get that.
I love
that.
Living here.
Totally get that. I do too, but bring on the rain. I guess we'll give you 3 weeks.
It can rain like one day a month. I'd be fine.
Me too. Please bring
but
it.
But just make it happen. Come and then go.
Oh, so you're down for one day a
sure.
week?
Sure. No, a month.
A month.
A month.
How about a week? How about every 2 weeks? How about a fortnight?
I don't even know what's happening now. Did you hear about the house in Northern California with the woodpeckers and the acorns?
I love this
Me too.
Story. This is great.
We're going to get into it a little bit. I don't know if you also saw another weird story. Is Black Sabbath the ballet is happening in England?
I know, and I'm wondering, I don't know what Ozzy's involvement is. It seems like he's actually sort of got his hand in
it. I don't know what that could even be.
I don't know,
I don't know anything about ballet, so
happily neither do I. Tights I can do without, but you know, if you're really stoned, I guess it could be pretty entertaining.
That's true of anything.
I guess that's true too.
People are dumb on the show today.
Yep.
Give me five.
Yep.
Five.
Yep. It is I don't remember what it is.
All right, great.
Oh no, it's wild. It's wild. It's something wild. It has to have wild in the title.
All right, fantastic.
Hey, we have a $1 we gotta do as well.
I forgot about that.
Yeah, it's all about television. Have you ever watched any television?
I haven't. What is this television that you speak of?
I think you'll enjoy it. You might win a buck.
And the 4 o'clock hour weird habits.
Okay. All right.
It came from yesterday, the girl that called in with the pencil eraser.
Yeah,
she likes to smell.
Yeah, and kind of rub around her nose, and somehow it kind of gives her comfort. And like, I know there's a lot more weird habits out there, right?
And there's a huge game on Saturday night for the Kings. We have tickets for that as well, coming up on 95.5 KLOS.
Some of that local music we love to play on KLOS. Robert John and The Wreck is who it is. That's called Pain No More.
Love that.
Those guys just did a new video. They shot a new video for their Come At Me. Come At Me, Bro! Song, and it's actually a bunch of shots down in Irvine. They actually shot courts playing some basketball down in Irvine. Robert John and The Wreck. Find them. Check it out.
Let's talk about woodpeckers.
From space.
Woodpeckers. Who knew that they could accomplish so much?
Yeah, this is pretty amazing,
This
actually.
Is an incredible story that happened up near San Francisco.
The owner of this Bay Area home called an exterminator after spotting some maggots that were coming out of the wall.
I always hate it when maggots are coming out of the wall.
Hold up.
It's just so annoying.
No, it's worse than that.
Yeah.
I'm burning that place right to the ground.
I'm
maggots?
With you, man.
Coming out of the wall?
Coming out of the wall. Ah!
Oh, my God.
That's... How do you even... Why call anybody? Leave.
Right.
Yes, you're right. Flamethrower.
It should just be just embers is what it should be. Once you're done...
Oops, hold on 1 hour. Hold on 1 hour while I rewind up.
When the exterminator arrived, he actually cut a hole into the wall next to an unused chimney and 700 pounds of acorns came pouring out.
You got to see the video. You got to see the pictures of
this. It's insane.
Yeah, have you retweeted this yet?
I haven't, but I will.
Because it's so weird.
Yeah, they start pulling out acorns, and it's just this little hole in the wall, and they just keep pulling and pulling.
It's like
and
a cartoon.
It is.
It's like, what? And then when you find out how they got
it's like
there,
a clown car.
I hate clowns.
It's like a cartoon.
Hey!
What just happened?
She's listening to us.
The exterminator tells CBS 13 that he's never seen anything like this. He says that it is common for woodpeckers to store acorns along the trim of houses. And he thinks what happened was that the bird was using the chimney but wasn't able to retrieve the acorns after they fell to the bottom. So the bird just kept putting more acorns into the hole.
One stupid-ass bird,
that
man.
That is a dumb bird right there.
That's a busy bird.
The birds are dumb.
But he's a dumbass.
70 pounds of acorns.
I mean, the video is... I mean, well, it's all he did.
Do you think that woodpecker would have just kept going forever?
Probably. I mean, like, I'm so hungry.
I should be an acorn available for me. You don't strike me as a ballet fan.
Me?
For the most part. No, I don't see you going to ballet.
I do like classical music, but I can't stand opera or ballet.
Okay, so you're down. What if they involve Black Sabbath music?
But it makes
ballet.
Sense. That makes no sense.
They're doing it. They're actually planning it for later this year.
I don't understand what you're saying to me.
The Birmingham Royal Ballet director is named Carlos Acosta, and the band's Tony Iommi
Okay.
are putting together a ballet, a Black Sabbath ballet.
Wow. I mean, if Tony's got his hand in it, that's massive. That's crazy.
That's crazy, right?
I don't understand. A ballet, though, what are they going to dance around and bite heads off bats? Or
I don't know. I only said I never imagined pairing Black Sabbath with ballet.
No.
But it's got a nice ring to it, does it?
No. I think I'm too sober. Let me go. I'll go to the kitchen. I'll be back with a brownie. We'll figure this out.
All right. Let's go to the Heineken 00 hotline and talk to Ozzy himself.
What?
Ozzy?
Hello, Ozzy Osbourne's house. This is Ozzy Osbourne speaking from his house. Can I help you?
Yes, hi, Ozzy. Yeah, we were calling about the ballet that they're doing in England later this year.
What now?
They're doing a ballet with Black Sabbath music.
And apparently Tony Iommi has a big hand in it.
Oh, I think I'm too sober to talk about this. Let me go in the kitchen and get a brownie. I'll be right back.
Okay. That sounds weirdly familiar.
That is strange.
I can't dance ballet. My back is hurt. I've got a spine problem.
We know that you had to...
I can't be dancing in the ballet, so I can't do it.
Right.
Sorry, they want me to dance in the ballet.
My back is hurting.
I can't do it.
We're not trying to force you to do anything. We're just telling you that there's a ballet company that will do the dancing.
And apparently playing Black Sabbath music as orchestrated music. Orchestral. We just wonder what you think about that.
That's brain damage. And that's coming from me.
Yes. That does mean a lot.
Would you be willing to wear tights and be in the ballet if you were able to get something done with your spinal cord or whatever's going on?
All right. I'll dance if you're asking me. Yeah,
we are.
All right. I'll do it. Sharon, get my tights out.
We can't wait to see Ozzy.
I can't wait to be seen.
Volbeat is who that is. Last Day Under the Sun. You know, that's one of those bands that make their own booze. There's so many bands that make their own booze now.
Boo! That kind?
No, you know. It's a rum, actually, and they have a new one called Seal the Deal. Volbeat Seal the Deal. Would you try it? Like, I'm thinking...
I'm not a...
Big rum drinker?
No, I'm not a big rum drinker.
Oh, really? That was my first drink.
Would I try it? Sure.
First thing, well, I'm thinking like we could bring back a Taste Test Tuesday sort of thing and start bringing in some of these.
Listen, if we have to.
Boozes that, you know, the bands actually do.
If we have to, we will.
We have no choice.
We have tickets a little bit later on today for the LA Kings versus the Pittsburgh Penguins, which is Saturday night.
That's going to be a huge game, right?
It is a big deal.
Tell the kids why.
Well, Dustin Brown has retired, and this is a huge Dustin Brown celebration.
It's only been 20 years he's been with.
Everything starts at 6 p.m. The game's at 7:30.
Wow.
Yeah, so it's going to be a lot of good stuff.
That's going to be really tiring for you. You're going to be out there really late. So what time are we going to give those tickets away?
Like we will give those, in the 5 o'clock hour.
That might be.
Weird habits coming up at the top of the hour. Yeah, you do something weird.
Oh, yeah.
Everybody finds it weird, but you just do it out of habit or
Keep doing it.
Yeah. So talk about that in the 4 o'clock hour. It is Kevin and Sluggo on 95.5 KLOS. Time for People Are Dumb.
People are dumb. When you're a dum-dum, Kevin and Sluggo, they ought to know.
You know how scammers talk people out of their money, their hard-earned money?
I just don't understand why people fall for that kind of stuff. I don't trust even the most reliable source, let alone someone who misspells
everything.
They'll
call and say, oh, yeah, I have $2 million, and it's in a bank account, but I need you to send me some money so I can...
Okay. All right. Here you go.
Recently, there was a guy in Russia.
Mm-hmm.
Who had given them all of his savings.
Dude, in Russia.
All of it.
What are you doing, man?
Right. Mm-hmm. And then...
All 6 rubles.
I wish I was in the room with the scammers for this part, though. Because I'm not sure how they did it, but they talked this guy into, after giving his whole savings to them...
Here's everything.
Throwing a Molotov cocktail into a Moscow bank.
Wow. What was their reasoning?
I don't know.
You know, when you actually do that, they find that the fire helps cleanse the bank, and they will reward you by giving you double what you had just given us.
I don't know.
What did you say to
what
get someone to do that?
Possibly say to them?
What?
Unless maybe they said the bank stole your money. Maybe that. Maybe that was...
Okay.
They convinced him of that.
Yeah.
But the dude threw a Molotov cocktail in a bank.
Wow.
Also,
yes.
The bank employees were able to put out the flames before firefighters arrived on the scene or cops.
What is Russia?
So he wasn't really good at it.
You have to do your own thing over there.
That's true. How do you scam a guy into throwing a Molotov cocktail into a bank?
Well, how do you first get him to give you? I need to know the details and how they get them to give their entire life savings. Because, Kevin, I have a deal for you.
Yeah,
it's
love
amazing.
It.
Uh-huh. It's incredible.
What do you need for me?
Sign here.
Okay. You know what I need?
What do you need?
I need dollar, that's what I need.
Yeah, man. What do you need a dollar for? I'm getting you Diet Coke all this week.
That is true.
Won the last contest we played yesterday.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You were going to do it for a month.
Yeah, what was I thinking?
I don't know.
I made it so easy.
All right, what do you got?
Well, this one might be easy, too. According to IMDb, these are the longest-running television shows in history, going all the way back to the, 50s when they first signed on?
Longest-running TV shows in history.
Yeah, now, this is kind of interesting because it's not just necessarily episodes, but also years, sort of a combo plate of all of that. So,
what does that mean?
Just really the ones that have been on the longest, the most, like a saturated television, according to IMDb. So,
all right.
So I'm thinking 4 out of 6. You get 6 guesses. You get 4. You get $1.
All right, I'm going to say the first thing. Woo! I'm going to say is Simpsons.
The Simpsons.
Thank you.
Is number one longest running television show in history.
Wow,
34th season going on now. They started in 1989. You know, I went to a taping of the Tracy Ullman show.
That's when it came, where it came from.
And they had this little tiny cartoon, The Simpsons, in the middle of it, and everybody was like, "Whoa, what was that? That was amazing!" So,
wow,
since 1989, still on the air.
60 Minutes.
60 Minutes. That was the one that our grandparents loved so much.
Yes.
That is no longer on. You know, for a long time, that was... it's not one of the...
Oh.
You know,
don't fight with me over 60 Minutes.
Do you still watch it?
I do. I love it.
Oh, really?
I love it, yeah.
Oh, nice.
It's really great.
Huh. Well, there you go.
Game shows?
We did this before. You know, we did actually the longest running game shows, and I'm going to give you this because I always, for some reason, try to help you take my dollar.
All right.
No game shows.
No game shows. Okay.
Wait, hold on. Let me double check that. Yes, no game shows on there. Nope.
Talk shows like Johnny Carson type?
I can't help you with two, man. Come on.
Soaps.
Soap
General
operas.
Hospital.
General Hospital.
It's on every day.
Yeah.
What?
No.
All My Children.
What? You're blowing through your guesses, man.
Because they've been on forever.
Yeah, but when you hear these, you'd be like,
come on.
What did they just bring one back? There's a billboard here in Burbank for it. Days of Our Lives. With a big clock.
It
comes and goes, though. That's the problem. These come and go. That's kind of the thing.
It has to be continuous?
Pretty much, yeah. Again, when you hear these, you'll be like,
wow.
All right, I'll give you one little kind of more hint.
Okay.
Think like the true crime kind of stuff.
Nightline.
What the hell?
Yes.
Woo! What? I'm sorry, man. That's it. Oh, you get one more guess.
I do, yeah.
Yeah.
Thinking true crime stories.
You can't get 4 now. That's impossible.
Thinking true crime stories.
Well, crime stories.
Yeah.
Not necessarily true.
It's the other one that's not Nightline.
Nightline's the news show, isn't it?
I don't know what.
Isn't that the one that started when the Iranian hostage crisis was happening?
I don't have any idea.
ABC with Ted Koppel.
1879, yes. I don't know, dude.
Why do I know that?
I can't even get 4. All right, read them for me.
Well, this is going to make you mad. The first one goes way back. You know, first of all, let's say Cheers. That's what everybody talks about.
Cheers,
But Cheers is number 30 on the list.
No kidding.
30. Isn't that crazy?
Wow.
The Jack Benny program.
Never would have guessed in a million years.
Was on from 1950 to 1965, 261 episodes. ER.
Boom. ER, I had written down.
Did you?
Yes.
Come on.
Do I get anything for that? No.
And that's from 94 to 2009. CSI, which I loved, man. We watched
CSI.
The first one.
CSI.
Forever. We watched that a lot. And then NCIS, it's still on the air, 2003 to present.
Yes.
Family Guy. Now, that one, I thought,
I love Family Guy, and I thought about it, but then I thought, no, I don't think it's...
They had, 17 years interrupted. They're 99 through to present day. They're 405 episodes.
Oh, okay.
Which is pretty crazy. That's a lot of episodes. Here's one that I would have never guessed. From 1954 to 1974,
right.
20 years of Lassie.
No.
Lassie. Right? Number 5, that's a Lassie.
You could have paid me $1 million.
And you would have never come up with Lassie.
10 guesses and I wouldn't got Lassie.
Law and Order SVU. which I can't stand those shows. I just can't stand those shows.
Yeah,
and those are all over these lists.
Yeah,
Law and Order, the original, 20 seasons. Mm-hmm. Gunsmoke.
I would have never thought of that.
Is number two from 1955 to 1975. I'm not sure that I ever saw an episode. I know that it was on all the time.
I don't think I ever did either.
And The Simpsons, number one. So yeah. There you go.
So I got that. So I got that going for me, which is nice.
Enjoy your not dollar.
Thanks.
I don't suggest you do it.
Okay.
But do you want to tell the kids what we're talking about SVU? You know, the little American dollar we just played?
No. I know somebody that works on it. That's all.
And didn't think of it.
That's all.
By the way, One American Dollar is brought to you by Yamava Resort and Casino at San Manuel. If you spend One American Dollar at Yamava, maybe you'll become a millionaire like Kevin just did. Visit Yamava.com for details.
So yesterday we were talking to people about things that they did as a child and they still do as an adult.
Yeah, boy, a lot of stuff came in that I'd never even thought about. I mean, a lot of people still doing what they were doing when they were wee ones.
And one of them was fascinating, and she said that she used to, when she was drinking a bottle, she would keep the nipple from the bottle, and it would bring her...
Yeah.
It would calm her.
Yeah, as a little one. Yes. And then she now still...
She does it with pencil erasers.
Kind of puts it in her nose a little bit.
So you kind of got... She has pencil erasers placed everywhere she's going to go, like at work, at home.
And I don't think she realized that that was going back to her childhood until her sister pointed out. She goes, you used to do that with a...
You still do that.
Bottles. Yeah.
So weird habits that you have. 818-955-KLOS. I assume this is going to be semi-easy to find because people have a lot of weird habits.
My habit is when I'm blowing off steam or trying to work myself up, I scream in the car. Like, I'll scream
really
crazy. I can't even do it. As much as I'll yell on the radio here, right? It's nothing like what goes on in the car.
I don't want to be in your car.
No, you don't.
There's a show on TLC.
Not at people, just in
San Just you know, in
yeah,
normal?
General, yeah.
There's a show used to be on TLC called My Strange Addiction, and it was the extreme version of what we're talking about. Like, I eat bricks was one of them.
I eat bricks?
Yes.
Bricks?
Yes.
That can't be good for your digestive system.
Correct. I'm married to a circus ride.
Oh, man, that could be a guessing game in itself.
I drink air freshener.
Ooh, that's not a good idea.
I'm trying to lengthen my neck.
Lengthen your neck?
So we're looking for things that are out of the ordinary, and you know it because you get made fun of it. And
right.
You pretty much try not to tell people.
And so let's what's your
let's tell people.
What's your weird habit? Yeah, please share.
I don't think
818-955-KLOS.
I have one.
Ah, come on, man.
Here's a guy that has a habit of going out and having sex with grandmas.
Whoa.
So that's mine.
Well, that's good for the grandmas, I guess. That's nice. I mean, grandmas don't seem so old to me anymore either, by the way.
818-955-KLOS, your weird habits. We are talking about weird habits that you have. KLOS, hello.
Hey, guys. Thanks for the ride home. But I stick my tongue out whenever I'm concentrating. I don't know why.
Oh, yeah.
You stick your tongue out when you're concentrating. Interesting.
Yeah. When I'm at work all day, everyone's like making fun of me, but...
Yeah, I can see that.
Do you think it really actually helps? Like, does it make you focus in on what you're working on?
I don't know. I don't realize I'm doing it, but...
All right.
I'm sure people have lots of nice things to say about it, though.
They're not... In general, right? People are very nice.
Yeah. People are the best.
Thank you for calling.
Yeah.
KLOS, hello.
Hello, how are you?
Good, thank you. You have a weird habit?
Yeah, so my grandma, when I was little, she used to grate a whole block of cheddar cheese in a bowl, and I would eat it. My wife doesn't know this, but at night, I grate a bowl of cheddar cheese block into a cereal bowl, and I eat it. And it gives me comfort because it reminds me of my grandma, but I think that's why I have high cholesterol, so that's...
Can I ask you a question?
Damn it, Grandma.
How long have you been married?
I've been married for less than a year, actually. We got married in August.
How every single night do you...
Is it every night or just every once in a while?
Accomplish that.
Not every night. It's when I, can't sleep and she's asleep and I just go sneak down and I go stretch some cheese.
Do you think she'd be upset with you or try and make you stop if she found out?
Yes, because she knows my cholesterol is high.
Well, I wish we'd put a voice changer on you on the air. Hopefully she's not listening.
Thank you.
I say keep doing it, but maybe not quite as much cheese.
Good luck with the cheese.
Yeah.
I'll get fat-free cheese.
There you go. Right on. Thanks for calling, man.
KLOS, hello.
As a kid, I used to scare people, and I still do it. I scare mostly my family. My kid still does it. My kid's 18 now, but...
And you still scare your kid?
I still scare my kid. I scare my mom. She's 85. It's hysterical.
She's 85.
Do you TikTok them? Put them online anywhere?
No, I'm not on TikTok. No.
I got to tell you, I was watching Poker Face and someone was doing that, and she just, immediately punched him in the face.
Yeah, that
happens a lot.
Yes.
Has that ever happened to you?
No, but... When I get scared, I usually fall it's funny. I think it's hysterical. My son will do something funny too. My husband, my mom's hysterical.
Oh, we approve of that.
Everyone hates you. You know that, right?
But we approve of it.
I know. They do give me back though. So
perfect.
Right on. Thank you for calling. 818-955-KLOS.
Weird habits. 818-955-KLOS. Hello.
So, do you know the game that older people play with little kids, like, got your nose, where they, like...
Oh, yeah.
Yes. Got your nose?
So, whenever I'm not actively using my hand, my hand is in that position. My thumb is between my first two fingers, like I just got somebody's nose.
Huh.
What? Have you thought of why?
I have no idea why. Huh. I guess it's comforting or something, but, like, sitting right here in the car, my hand's in that position.
Huh. So, you have resting got your nose fingers.
Exactly.
All right. Thank you for calling.
When did you first notice that? How long has it been going on?
I've noticed it before, but I think I'm more aware of it since my husband said, why do you have someone's nose in your hand?
You're dragging a little kid around?
Some little kid out there without their nose. That's awesome. Very interesting. I love that. Thank you for calling.
Thanks.
Thank you. KLOS, hello.
Yes, hello.
Hey.
Weird habits?
Uh-huh. Yeah. What do you got?
Yes, I use my teeth to trim my fingernails, and then I use the fingernail to floss my teeth.
Oh, no. Whoa.
Done it my whole life.
I can go with you on the biting the fingernails. I do that, unfortunately, way too much, but I don't know, the flossing. That's a new level.
Yeah.
That
saves the cost of buying floss.
Yeah, that floss is so
like 22 cents.
Expensive.
You know it is, yeah. How long have you been doing that?
Oh, my God.
Since you were a kid, I'm guessing.
Since my fingernails grew.
Do you have a partner?
I do.
And do they like it?
They do not. Because the fingernails end up where she puts her makeup.
Oh my God.
Wow, she's very...
On a side table, so...
Stop talking. You're a nightmare.
And she's very accommodating. Yeah. That's nice. Well, you know, party on, Wayne.
Hey, great call.
All right.
Thank you, man.
Thanks,
have a good one.
You too, man. Take care.
I don't like that. KLOS, hello.
All right, the habit?
Yeah. Do you have a weird habit?
I've been picking my nose.
Since forever?
Yes.
What are you doing that I'm afraid to ask?
Flick it.
Yeah, I had a friend that used to do that. He was a total stoner, man. He'd just sit there and pick his nose and flick it onto my carpet. And I'm like, finally, I'm like, dude,
gross.
Stop it. Just don't. Well,
that's wrong.
Yeah.
But he got caught.
Yeah.
So you do the same thing, but you haven't gotten caught.
Absolutely. And I'm pushing senior citizen age, and I'm still doing it.
Gotcha.
He brought over some amazing weeds, so I overlooked a lot of stuff.
There was a statistic done that people who pick their nose are more susceptible of getting Alzheimer's sooner than non-pickers.
Isn't that right?
Is that true?
I don't know. I'm testing it.
I wonder about people who floss with their fingernails.
Yeah, what does that mean to your brain? Right on, man. Thanks for calling. No flicking.
Right,
stop the flicking.
No flicking.
818-955-KLOS.
Weird habits. No flicking.
I knew this was going to get... It's absolutely wild. Just wild. I'm telling you. Wild.
It's wild.
Yeah. Crazy. Wild.
Talking about weird habits.
Yep.
Talking about things that are wild. We're going to do Gimme 5 in a few seconds.
That's right. Songs with wild in the title.
Right now, we're talking about weird habits. KLOS, hello.
Hi. Oh, my gosh. So the lady who was talking about got your nose?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay, I have never heard anybody else do this. I do the same thing.
Oh, really?
I will fall asleep. Yeah, my husband tells me when I'm super stressed out that I will do that with one finger. If I'm really, really super stressed out, it's two fingers.
Huh.
Wow.
Wasn't that kind of nice to know that other humans out there doing the same thing?
Yeah, my daughter and I just looked at each other like, oh, my God, there's another human on the planet that's that weird. And he will catch me asleep. And he'll undo my fingers and he'll go, got your nose. And I never noticed I did it until he said it.
Right.
And I'm 48.
Wow.
And what's funny is my mom told my husband she used to do that when she was a kid.
Huh, really?
Wow. Never knew.
I wonder if you saw it or if it's hereditary or...
It can't be hereditary.
I wouldn't think so. Maybe your brain's going...
Got your nose.
That's very odd. I'm glad you heard there's other humans now. Thanks for calling.
You're not alone. KLOS, hello.
That's what the show's all about, you know.
Yeah.
Bringing people together.
Hello.
Hey.
Hi, we're talking about weird habits.
I pick my lips until they bleed.
Oh, wow. No.
Ouch. Is that like a stress thing?
Yes.
Yeah.
It's terrible.
Until they bleed.
Until they bleed, and I don't notice I'm doing it till I look down and they're covered with blood.
Wow.
My fingers.
I think actually you're a vampire and you're biting people and then not remembering, and that's
possible.
What your brain is telling you you're actually doing.
Yeah.
I'll never admit it.
Instead of you being a vampire, I mean, it's an easier thing to believe. Jimmy
Five songs in a row. Oh, that's some wild stuff.
Sluggo.
Weird and wild stuff right there.
Songs with wild in the title.
There's quite a few, actually.
There are a lot.
Which kind of makes sense. If you got something, 818-955-KLOS, but let us begin with the Trogs.
KLOS, hello.
Hello.
You should spit.
I got a song.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
What?
Kevin's got a mouthful of Diet Coke.
Yeah,
let's say Diet Coke.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
What do you got?
This is Dan from La Habra, and I got Wild Child by Wasp.
I gotta tell you, you can tell that we're playing requests because that song blows.
Man, a lot of people asking for that.
Got three different people on Twitter that asked for it, and they're wrong, and we shouldn't have played it.
It's two Wild Childs in a row. It's
that
Wasp
song is
and Black
terrible.
Keys. You loved it. You were rocking out.
Oh, my God.
You had your hands in the air. You were throwing up horns. Ooh. Hello, KLOS.
Hey, buddy.
Hey.
How about The Cult, Wildflower?
Maybe Sluggo's favorite band?
It's damn near. Damn near.
Remember when Ian Astbury came in?
I have to go on vacation once in my life when Ian Astbury shows up.
Sluggo is out.
Damn it.
And I texted him. I was like, Ian Astbury is coming in just a minute.
We never have anybody in the studio. The one time I'm out.
That was hilarious.
Unbelievable. Wow, there's a lot of songs with wild in the title.
Yes, there are.
I guess that makes sense. But hi, KLOS, you know what we're doing?
Yes. Songs with wild in them.
Yes.
Born to be Wild by Stephen Wolf.
Saturday night is a big night for the LA Kings. They're playing the Pittsburgh Penguins, but they're also retiring Dustin Brown's jersey and giving him a statue out in front.
Nice.
Of Crypto.com Arena. We have four tickets to see that game. LA Kings taking on Pittsburgh Penguins. It's this Saturday at Crypto.com Arena. Get your tickets now at LAKings.com/tickets and call. We'll take caller 13 with some Dustin Brown trivia.
Good luck.
Saturday night. Dustin Brown gets all the accolades that he should. They're retiring his number, and they're putting a statue out in front of Crypto.com Arena.
That's going to be weird. That's going to be very odd to be, like, encased in copper forever.
Agreed.
Weird.
So we have four tickets for Saturday night's game against the Pittsburgh Penguins. KLOS, who is this?
Carlos,
are you a Kings fan?
Yes, I am.
All right. Here's the question for you, because it's Dustin Brown night on Saturday night. How many NHL teams did Dustin Brown play for?
I'm sorry, say that again?
How many NHL teams did Dustin Brown play for?
Oh, just one, the LA Kings.
Just one, the LA Kings. Wow. Nicely done. You. They got four tickets to see the LA Kings take on the Pittsburgh Penguins. I hope you can hear me.
I can hear you.
What? I can't hear you.
We're all very excited.
Well done.
Awesome. Thank you.
That's a snapping good time, man. Yeah. Yeah, yeah. Snapping. Yeah. Yeah.
Stop doing whatever you're doing.
Okay, that's a good
it's
idea.
It's time for What We Learned, brought to you by your Southern California Toyota dealers. They make it easy. A woodpecker filled a house's walls up with 700 pounds of acorns.
That is one busy woodpecker.
No kidding. They're planning Black Sabbath ballet in England for later this year.
This is one of the weirdest things I've ever heard.
And speaking of weird, we talked about weird habits. Oh. And I almost threw up. This guy said that he bit his fingernails and then used the pieces of his fingernails to floss.
And then after he's done flossing with the fingernails, he leaves them on his wife's, like, in counter. The bathroom. Yeah.
On her counter.
And she hasn't left him.
Yeah, so right. Stop doing that.
All right, I'm off to pet the kitty, the wonderful kitty of Oz.
Enjoy. See you tomorrow. Peace out. We have a family four-pack to Knott's Berry Farm to join the Peanuts gang. Snoopy, Charlie Brown, Lucy, and more for Knott's Peanuts Celebration, which is going on now through February 26th. We'll take caller 13 at 818-955-KLOS. And for more info, tickets, and deals, go to knotts.com.
Mike in Costa Mesa knows how to use his telephone.
Yes, he does.
he won tickets to Knott's Berry Farm, the celebration with Peanuts that's going on between now and February 26th. Snoopy, Charlie Brown, Lucy, Peppermint Patty, all of them. Peppermint Patty, all of them. I love them to tiny little pieces. Been my favorite since I was a kid. If you want more info or tickets and deals, you can go to knotts.com. So coming up in just a couple minutes.
Give me five. Our theme is wild. So songs with wild in the title.
818-955-KLOS or hit us up at Kevin and Sluggo. If you can think of anything. The famous Beatles appearance on the Ed Sullivan Show happened on this day in rock in 1964.